All right, we've taken care of the monster, the masks, and the witch. It's time for music from the depths of a cistern. The composer is Pauline Oliveros. In 1989, John Cage said, "Through Pauline Oliveros and deep listening, I finally know what harmony is. It's about the pleasure of making music." Oliveros was born in Houston, Texas in 1939. Both her mother and grandmother were piano teachers, and she had her first piano lessons from her mother. At 13, Oliveros took up the accordion, and although she later taught herself the tuba and studied the French horn, the accordion has always remained the instrument through which she expresses herself. Oliveros attended the University of Houston as an undergraduate in music from 1949 to 1952, then moved to San Francisco and graduated from San Francisco State College in 1957. She formed an improvising group with Terry Riley and Lauren Rush in 1957. In 61, she formed another improvisation group called Sonics with Morton Subotnick and Roman Sender. She became Darius Milhaud Professor of Composition at Mills in 1966. From 67 to 81, she taught at the University of California at San Diego. During this period of her life, she became interested in various aspects of Asian culture, such as Tai Chi, Tibetan Buddhism, meditation, and karate. She, by the way, has a black belt in karate. She began a body of work called Sonic Meditation. Sonic meditations are recipes for ways of listening and sounding, and are scores transmitted orally without conventional musical notation. Here's a quote from Oliveros regarding her work. "As a musician, I am interested in the sensual nature of sound, its power of synchronization, coordination, release, and change. Hearing represents the primary sense organ. Hearing happens involuntarily. Listening is a voluntary process that, through training and experience, produces culture. All cultures develop through ways of listening. Deep listening is listening in every possible way to everything possible to hear, no matter what you are doing. Such intense listening includes the sounds of daily life, of nature, or of one's own thoughts, as well as musical sounds. Deep listening represents a heightened state of awareness and connects to all that there is. As a composer, I make my music through deep listening." We're going to listen to a 10-minute piece called Swearin from the CD Deep Listening. It was created and improvised with two collaborators, Stuart Dempster and Panayotis. The instrumentation consists of a conch shell, trombone, metal pieces, pipes, mouthpiece, and voice. Most importantly, it was recorded in a 2-million-gallon hole in the ground, an abandoned cistern in Washington State with a reverberation time of 45 seconds. Thus, the acoustic space is an influential unifying presence to the collaborative efforts of the improvisers. Oliveros says, "Listening not only to one another, but to the transformative spatial modulations is an essential process in the music. The cistern space, in effect, is an instrument played simultaneously by all three composers." I like that. We'll hear it now. Just relax and listen.